Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When spending time at the beach, we usually hope for a cloudless, sunny day. But in coastal waters, the sun's energy can turn litter into pollution. Catherine Clark, professor of chemistry at Chapman University, explains.
Hydrogen peroxide is a reactive molecule with two hydrogen and two oxygen atoms. You are likely familiar with peroxide in hair bleach and whitening toothpaste, but it is also produced in water when sunlight interacts with natural organic matter, or NOM. NOM is a complex molecule produced from decaying plant material. It absorbs sunlight to become an energized state, which reacts with dissolved oxygen to produce peroxide. We are studying this process in beach waters in Southern California. Concentrations are about a million times lower than what you can buy at the drugstore. But even so, peroxide still has major impacts on the environment by degrading pollutants. It can do this in three ways: by transferring electrons in redox processes, similar to the rusting of iron, or by producing radical species with unpaired electrons which react rapidly with organic molecules, and lastly, by killing bacteria. In fact, peroxide is often added to disinfect wastewater at sewage treatment plants. Beach pollution comes from urban runoff and can cause sickness and beach closures. Runoff is produced when rainwater washes surface pollutants into the ocean via storm drains, carrying many kinds of pollution, like E. coli from people who don't pick up dog waste, to PAHs, which are cancer-causing organic compounds formed when fossil fuels burn. Peroxide levels in beach water increase during the day with sunlight and decay at night. The opposite is observed for pollutants like fecal coliform bacteria. From a chemical point of view, it is best to swim between 12 and 2 p.m. when the sun is strongest, because the rising peroxide levels protect against fecal indicator bacteria. However, this is the worst time for sunburn, so wear lots of sunscreen.
That was Chapman University's Catherine Clark. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.